Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm. Black Women Lives Matter. The struggles of black, lesbian, bisexual, transgender women for the right to be themselves. Feminism has to be anti-patriarchal, anti-capitalist, and anti-racist. Since 1992, July 25th marks the International Afro-Latin American, Afro-Caribbean, and Diaspora Women's Day. The commemoration of this day was decided at the first meeting of Afro-Latin American, Afro-Caribbean, and Diaspora Women. Today, Real World Radio wants to highlight the voices and struggles of Afro-descendant and black women, defenders of the peoples and territories, such as Francia Márquez, defender of La Toma community, Suárez Cauca municipality, Colombia, who is one of the over 100 Afro-Colombian leaders threatened. The struggle she led in 2014, together with other women, set a precedent in the struggle against illegal mining in Colombia and managed to ban mining operations of transnational corporations such as AngloGold Ashanti. This earned her the Goldman Prize in 2018. On May 4, 2019, Francia and her team were attacked while preparing a meeting with President Iván Duque after the agreements reached during a national strike. After the attack, she was forced to leave the territory, and on July 12, other comrades received death threats by criminal groups which opposed the defense of the territory and human rights in Afro and indigenous communities. This week, Friends of the Earth Latin America and the Caribbean, ATALC, expressed their solidarity with defenders under threat and made an urgent call to the institutions of the country to ensure the life of the people and their permanence in the territories that are subjected to territorial disputes, among other reasons, due to private interests that want to expand extractive exploitation models in the area. We hope that in full compliance with the Constitution, the institutions take on their responsibilities against the systematic irregularities taking place, added to the attacks against black peoples in particular, and the population in general, experienced lately in Colombia, states ATALC's letter addressed to Colombian authorities. Real World Radio also interviewed Miriam Miranda, defender of the Garifuna people, coordinator of the Honduran Black Fraternal Organization, OFRANE. 10 years after the coup d'etat against Manuel Zelaya, Miranda said that the current government of Juan Orlando Hernández is a narco-dictatorship and they are experiencing a huge humanitarian crisis, a failed state with complete impunity which supports transnational corporations. Against this, on June the 28th and 29th, approximately 1,200 women met in Vallecito, a Garifuna community, to discuss about the country they want to build. Miriam talked about how there is still discrimination and criminalization, especially against black women.
It also has to do with racism. We must not forget that our cultures, our peoples, are despised. They see us as an inconvenience and disposable people. And we could even say that there are people who take pleasure in the extermination of our peoples. So it is not possible that there is absolute silence about what is happening in the rural areas, in the Caribbean areas. We're talking about the Honduran Caribbean, the Colombian Caribbean, but also in many other regions where black people and black women are resisting in a permanent struggle for their resources, for their lives or the defense of their territories, and it is as if nothing is happening. I was granted precautionary measures and I am in an extremely vulnerable situation. I suffer many attacks and thanks to the support of the community of women from the network, women who are like spiritual guides, thanks to the network of comrades who are always there, I've been able to safeguard my life so far. But I know that this will never end. This is a permanent struggle for survival when it should be my right. It should be an absolute right to the fight for human rights. But here, in this country, it is a crime. I'm facing several trials. This issue is fundamental because our lives, black women's lives, matter. We need solidarity, support, but also we need different commissions in our countries. And for that, people and organized women, feminist women, women from all sectors also need to understand that these lives matter, that this struggle matters, that is necessary, and that many times this struggle contributes to theirs.
Women have put our bodies, our movement, and our political action to resist the coup and defend the rights of the Honduran people, also said Miriam Miranda. threatened, criminalized, prosecuted, and discriminated, Black women believe that the support in, of, and from the community reaffirms the intersectionality of the struggles and the right to be themselves in the world. Against the sexual and racial division of labor, their testimonies show the importance of the struggle so that new generations can grow aware of class, race, gender, and environmental issues.
Real World Radio, broadcasting free words, building popular communications by Fowai.